KOMO Seattle. KOMO FM Oakville.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The FBI says it's identified nearly 300 suspects in connection with last week's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DiSarno says tips from the public, especially from sharp-eyed social media followers, helped a lot.
Tipsters have turned in their friends, neighbors, and relatives, all increasingly radicalized by inflammatory rhetoric. Thank you for bravely coming forward and providing information.
No bail for one of the alleged rioters who was photographed on the Senate floor.
A federal judge in Phoenix orders Jacob Chansley, the self-described QAnon leader, seen wearing horns, face painted, and holding a spear in the Capitol Hill riot, be detained. Judge Deborah Fine saying if convicted on only the two felony counts Chansley's facing, he could get up to 25 years in prison. The judge agreeing with the federal prosecutor that Chansley could be a flight risk and a danger based on his statements on social media and actions at the Capitol, including leaving a message for Vice President Pence reading, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are more than a few angry governors. Colorado's Jared Polis and Oregon's Kate Brown are among the state executives who learned today that the federal stockpile of COVID-19 vaccines is empty. President-elect Biden outlining his plan today to get more Americans vaccinated more quickly.
Getting vaccines out is one problem. Convincing people to take them is a tougher challenge.
Disinformation campaigns are already underway to further undermine trust in the vaccines.
President-elect Biden saying he wants to restore trust in government, the vaccines, and the ability to vaccinate millions faster. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
About 6,000 workers at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, will begin voting by mail next month on whether to form the first union at one of the company's U.S. facilities. Stocks closed lower today at the Dow down 177 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We're learning how President Trump wants to officially end his presidency.
President Trump is now planning an elaborate military-style send-off for himself on the morning of the inauguration. Sources briefed on his plans tell ABC News the president hopes to depart to the sounds of a military band, walking down a red carpet flanked by troops as he boards Air Force One for the last time. He's even talking about a flyover by Air Force fighter jets.
Yes, sir.
Very good. As Trump plans his exit, he's left it to Vice President Pence to act like the actual commander-in-chief, reviewing inauguration security plans and visiting troops at the Capitol.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The president still faces an impeachment trial in the Senate.
Right now, our managers are solemnly and prayerfully preparing for the trial, which they will take to the Senate.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not give a trial start date, but she said that House Democrats are building their case. You might find that something is going to be missing during the Super Bowl.
Another sign of the pandemic times.
The Coke
is a Coke.
Coca-Cola won't run a Super Bowl ad, saying in a statement basically that times are tough and tough choices have to be made about where they spend their money right now. The soda giant spent $10 million on ads for last year's big game. Pepsi has also said it won't run ads for its flagship drink, but will spend money on commercials for other brands it owns, including Mountain Dew.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. This is ABC News.
Como News Time, 8:04, and traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Tama Fulton.
In Marysville, still watching a crash on northbound Highway 9 just after Highway 528. It's on the right shoulder, causing a bit of a distraction. We still have some demonstrators marching in downtown Seattle, blocking all the lanes of 14th Avenue near East Spruce Street. So watch for pedestrians in the roadway. And in Tacoma, J Street is closed in both directions between South 11th Street and Ernest South Brazil Street for some police activity. Our next Como traffic at 8:14.
Abby Acone has your Como forecast.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for western Washington with some scattered pockets of fog into early Saturday. Now, of course, this is most likely for the South Sound, the typical suspects, as temps all around the region drop down to the mid to upper 30s. Now, should those lows get closer to the freezing mark, we could be dealing with freezing fog early Saturday. A couple of glimpses of sunshine for your Saturday, but that's about as exciting as it gets. In general, overcast, gray, and dry Saturday, a few late showers into the evening and into early Sunday. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone in the Como Weather Center.
This hour in Seattle, 46 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Evening News.
Como News Time, 8:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar indicated there would be millions of extra vaccine doses released to the states.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states, rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
But new reporting in the Washington Post shows there were no doses available in reserve. As a result, states that had been gearing up to expand distribution of the COVID vaccine have no extra doses to give out. In a tweet, the Washington State Health Department says they understand why people may feel the situation is confusing and frustrating. Oregon Governor Kate Brown calls it a deception on a national scale. We reached out to Health and Human Services for comment. All eight regions of Washington state will remain in phase one of Governor Jay Inslee's coronavirus recovery plan, at least for the time being. Como's Bill O'Neill explained.
The plan requires each of the state's eight regions to see a decreasing trend of 10% or more in COVID cases per 100,000 people over a two-week span in order for them to individually move to phase two. The COVID-19 test positivity rate must also fall below 10%. New hospitalizations must also decline by 10% over 2 weeks, while intensive care units must have a less than 90% occupancy rate. All regions will continue under phase one until at least January 25th. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
King County has seen a 30% increase in new COVID cases since December 27th, and County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says he can't predict when it will level off, especially with more transmissible virus strains out there.
And I want to be very clear on this. We should expect the variant strain to become widespread here, and that will make the outbreak harder for us to control.
That's why Duchin says it's especially important we keep our mask wearing, distancing, and hand washing, because it'll take at least 6 months to get shots to everyone who wants a vaccine. Duchin also says they've administered more than 60% of the vaccine doses they've received, but that the federal supply has been unreliable, which is a barrier to increasing vaccine capacity. Recent events with large crowds have a UW health expert worried about upcoming events like the Biden inauguration. He talked to Como's Ryan Harris.
The U.S. Capitol riot was the first thing to make the hair stand on the back of Dr. Ali Mokhtad's neck, with mostly maskless crowds packed indoors and shouting, and then traveling from D.C. That was followed a few days later by Alabama football fans celebrating their championship, also many without masks.
I'm concerned about any gathering that's indoor and involves shouting, and I'm concerned about any gathering outdoor that people cannot keep a safe distance and wear a mask even when they are shouting. So we need to be careful. Alabama was a disaster.
So with inauguration protests in Olympia, Salem, and other state capitals expected leading up to Wednesday, Dr. Mokhtad reminds us we're near the end of a surge and that it's on all of us to do our parts to maintain the relative success we had, minimizing the holiday effect on the pandemic here in Washington. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Lauren Culp, the Republican who lost to Governor Inslee in a landslide, has ended his lawsuit that hoped to invalidate the election. Attorney Stephen Pidgeon spoke in a video on Culp's Facebook page and blamed the withdrawal on technicalities.
As a result, we're going to leave this battleground now and instead bring our case for election reform to you and the court of public opinion.
But Pidgeon is facing punishment from the courts and the state bar for filing suits with false and unsubstantiated claims. He was given an ultimatum to withdraw the suit by noon today. Culp has now changed his social media accounts to say former candidate for governor, but Pidgeon could still face disciplinary action. National Guard members and state patrol troopers continue to line a fence erected outside the state capitol and surrounding buildings. Cuomo's Charlie Harger tells us they'll be there through at least the middle of next week.
This comes after unrest outside the governor's mansion last week and the FBI's warning of threats against all 50 state capitals through Inauguration Day. Trooper Chelsea Hodgson with the Washington State Patrol tells us they don't know of any specific threats in Olympia, but they're ready for whatever might happen.
It's been a little over a week. And we're working in collaboration with the National Guard, and we have personnel that are standing by that can handle any threat or anything that could come our way.
The FBI warns of heightened risk on Sunday and Inauguration Day on Wednesday. Charlie Harger, Cuomo News.
Cuomo News time 8:10, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, men's college basketball in Seattle tonight. The second half right now, Seattle U leading Utah Valley 80-78. Falcons find a head coach while the Seahawks look for a play caller. The latest from Cuomo's Bill Swartz.
Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith is the man the Atlanta Falcons want as the head coach. Former L.A. Chargers head man Anthony Lynn is a new name surfacing as a possible replacement for Brian Schottenheimer as the Seahawks' offensive assistant. NFL playoff division games on tap tomorrow. The L.A. Rams at Green Bay. Buffalo Bills host the Baltimore Ravens. The Washington Huskies are hanging out in L.A. after an embarrassing 95-68 loss at USC.
Good team. Great teams end up being great defensively, and we're far from that. We got to get better.
Mike Hopkins' Dogs take on Pac-12 leading UCLA tomorrow afternoon. Hot stove baseball signings for the Seattle Mariners, getting infielder J.P. Crawford, pitcher Rafael Montero, and catcher Tom Murphy locked up for the 2021 season. And The Athletic reports Seattle Sounders in serious talks to loan forward Jordan Morris to Swansea City FC of England's second-tier league. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Cuomo News.